This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could be with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
From right here in South Carolina, it's the Singing Epps family.
From the Gospel Music Today On the Road studio, we spoke to members of the Lohr family. That'll be on today's program. And you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, CDs by the Parnells, First Day, and Southbound.
And you've been reading.
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at the Memphis Quartet Show. We heard the Mark Trammell Quartet, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
And just how far are we going in the archives?
Well, really just a few miles. We heard the Inspirations sing in Inman, South Carolina. We have exclusive video on the show today.
A lot going on. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Missourians have added new lead singer Bradley Gray to the quartet. Vocal trio Sela is celebrating 25 years in Christian music with the release of two new CDs, Greatest Hymns Volume 3 and At the Table, which is a new Christmas album. The Shitans have released Shoulder to Shoulder, their second full-length album for Horizon Records. The Lohr family is releasing their first Christmas album. The Lohr family Christmas with You is on Horizon Records. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Memphis Quartet Show, and the Mark Trammell Quartet was there, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Pilgrims for Jesus, we are happy and free.
In other mountains,
for our regions, of everlasting song and story, serving Him truly gives us full victory.
Oh, brotherly,
leave your sorrow.
Forward every year to the Memphis Quartet Show, and singing doesn't get much better than the Mark Trammell Quartet.
That's right. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Ricky Atkinson. Ricky sings with Ricky Atkinson and Compassion. His birthday is October 12.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on today's program. Right now, Gene has been listening to some new music.
He Never Gave Up is a new CD by the Parnells. It was produced by Mark Coleman. And in addition to the title song, there is Holy Ground, I Can't Even Walk, and Joy, Joy, Joy. My favorite is the title song. That's He Never Gave Up by the Parnells.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Freemans at Leroy Mathis Park in Inman, South Carolina on October 20. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Based out of Belton, South Carolina, the Singing Epps family is now the third and fourth generation. The family has been ministering for over 50 years, and it all started with their grandfather, grandmother, and their five children. As the years passed, the children left the family ministry and began their own. However, their son Haney continued to carry on the Epps family name until March 2008, when God called him home. The mantle was then passed to Haney's two daughters. Today, Wanda, Angela, and Wanda's husband Terry make up the Epps family, and they are a full-time ministry that travels throughout the U.S. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thesingingeppsfamily.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with the Lohr family. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From the Gospel Music Today On the Road studio, we spoke to some good friends of ours, the Lohr family. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with the Darren Lohr family, and we want to welcome all the Lohr family to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you.
It's good to be here with you.
Darren Lohr himself is sitting right in the middle, so I'm going to ask you to introduce the group.
Well, I'll be happy to. I'm Darren, and this is my wife, Sandy, and we've been married 31 years. And when she married me, I had hair, and now it ain't there, but she's still here. And this is our daughter, Faith, and we have a son, Samuel. He's not with us right at the moment, but she's the oldest, and this is her husband, Jake. They got married September the 18th,
okay.
And Jake Wisnett. So she's now Faith Wisnett.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So it's good to be with you.
Congratulations to the newlyweds. All right. We saw Jake with his former group, the Troy Burns family, not too long ago, and he's going to be good.
Thank you.
He's going to give us a lot of potential.
That's right. We first met you quite a few years ago at the National Quartet Convention, and you did your first family CD in 2009. It was not that long ago. As a project, just kind of a family memory project, or you did not intend?
Mm-mm.
Tell me about how the group actually got out on the road then.
I just recently put together our first three projects from 2009, 10, and 11, 33 songs. Mm. I got my son and my daughter up to surprise my wife for Mother's Day. We had dealt with infertility, and the Lord healed my wife and gave us a child. And I got them up when they were 9 and 10. And we just started trickling out into the community. And I had written a song that we recorded, and it was put on radio, and I think we're on our 27th national release now. And the Lord has given us great favor. We knew nothing about radio, TV, anything other than trying to turn it on, you know, and play songs. And now it's still exciting if we see our name and hear us. Sometimes I want my mother right there. I'm like, see, we are actually getting played. But God has blessed us indeed.
Yeah. I don't think the thrill of hearing your song on the radio will ever wear out. That's always...
Well, it's a choice by the DJ and those that play our music to select our song.
That's right.
And we're thankful for the friendships.
Yeah. It is always exciting when we see the Lohr family. We say, hey, turn it up. We're on the radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
we have friends that have songs on the Enlightened Channel if we're traveling, and we'll get the phone out and take the picture.
I had that at 6 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. People get excited, and they'll video clips of us singing.
Yeah.
But it's the favor of God.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
And we praise the Lord for it.
You have a new CD.
Yes.
Tell me about the new CD.
I will. It's called The World Needs a Song. And that song is playing right now in the country. as I was writing with two co-writers, I said, can I pray before we write? And as I was praying, I said, Lord, help us to use our talents, because there's so much brokenness in around us, and the world needs a song. And when I said that, all three of the writers felt that inspiration. We didn't know what we were going to write. And so that's a song that's out. Why don't you tell them a little bit of some of the songs or what's going on with the project?
Yeah, so we have a lot of great new songs on the project that I'm excited about. And I feel a lot of these songs are written and meant to encourage the church and the body of Christ, because, you know, we are in a lot of the places that we go, we almost feel like that has become part of our calling, is to encourage the church and the body of Christ. And one of the songs that I particularly like that we get to sing, it's called Run to the Throne. It's on the new project, and it talks a lot about casting all your care on Him. Why? Because He cares about us. And as Christians, a lot of times we try to carry all those burdens on our own, but we were not intended to do that. We were intended to give those to Jesus Christ. And so that's what we want to encourage, you know, the congregations that we get to sing to, is to give those burdens to God. And so we feel like this is a great ministry project, and we hope a lot of people are going to be inspired by it and touched by it and enjoy listening to it. We want you to be happy when you hear the songs. So we have some happy songs on there.
Excellent. Sandy, do you have a favorite song yet from the new CD?
I do not have a favorite song yet, but I have one that really touched me in a way that it really surprised me. And the title is You Love, I'll Judge. And when I first heard the song, I didn't like it. And I listened to it again, and I thought, I really don't like that. And the more I listened to it, I realized that it was kind of getting to me, like, it's talking about, it was convicting me. It's talking about a man alongside the road, the cardboard testimony, and how I judge him, but I don't know what he's come through. I don't know his life.
Yeah, work
and
for food.
And the Lord, he's holding a cardboard test. I'll work for food. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, you'll work for food. You know, I think we've all done it.
Yeah.
But the Lord really touched me through the song. And now when I see those people, I'm not so quick to say that in my mind. I'm wanting to pray for them and help. The Lord just touched me through it. So I think it's going to be very surprising, I believe, to the audience who listens to this song.
That's excellent. Jake, what was your first professional singing experience?
Well, I had been with a few smaller groups, but really the first breakout was with Troy and Tammy, Troy Burns' family. And that was 2.5 years ago now, and that's actually around the same time that I met them. So two quartet conventions ago is where I met my wife.
We met at Soundtrack. We were both singing the same night on main stage.
Yeah.
I looked a mess and tried to speak loudly so that he would notice me. And he did, and it worked. And here we are, happily married 2 years later.
Yes, we are. So it's taught me a lot being with them. And I hate to see that part of my life go. It's bittersweet. But it's such a joy to be joining with them.
Yeah, excellent. That's great. Well, to all the members of the Darren Lohr family, it seems like we've known you forever, but you haven't been on the road forever. But it's great to see you again. We want to thank you for being on Gospel Music today.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In this month's Singing News magazine, there's an article about Randy Shelnut Sr., who's been in the Dixie Echoes for more than 50 years. Despite the normal challenges of operating a gospel group and the rigors of road life, he declares that life is good. You can find a link to Singing News magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts presents Carolina the Band in Stanley, North Carolina on October 22 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Well, one of these mornings, I'm gonna see Jesus face to face. I thank Him for His amazing grace, finding Him a resting place. One of these mornings, I'm gonna see Jesus. Lay down the cross, pick up the crown. One of these mornings, oh yeah.
Welcome Home is the new CD by First Day. It opens with the great favorite, I Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. The CD also has That I Still Go Free, Through the Fire, and Don't That Sound Like Heaven. My favorite on the CD is the title song. That's Welcome Home by First Day. We have a new music video this week.
Yes, we do. This is from a group called Sold Out. It's the title song from their new CD, He Said I Could Come. Matt, Philip, and Jason, that's Sold Out, and they are up next on Gospel Music Today.
Without doubt.
Southbound has a self-titled CD, which was produced by Clint Brown. It opens with Power in the Blood, and the CD also has Address Change Notification and their current radio release, He's Got Away. My favorite is Sometimes It Takes a Mountain. That's a new CD by Southbound. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the inspirations. It's time to go up the road for the archives.
This is from Inman, South Carolina. We heard one of the very first concerts by the current lineup of the Inspirations. They did a great job, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
I'm rejoicing as I'm singing, traveling with an angel band. There's no sorrow in my heart, for Jesus is mine.
Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory divine.
All is glory divine.
Going to glory, telling a story, Jesus is
mine. He's ever mine.
Heaven sins are forgiven, I shall not repine. There is such gladness and
sadness.
Glory light shine.
Let the glory light shine.
Singing and shouting.
There's no more doubting.
Love, so
love is so divine.
Marching with the winners, tolling with the sinners. Jesus is mine.
He is ever mine.
I have been given treasures in heaven.
I shall never be mine.
Homeward I'm going, happy and
knowing Jesus is mine.
Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory be
all its glory divine.
Going to
me, Jesus is mine.
He's ever mine.
Hey, ever since I'm forgiven, I'll not be
I shall not repine.
There is a gladness and the most
sadness
for me, but
it's a glory like
shine. Singing and shouting, there's no more doubting.
Love is so divine.
Marching with the winners, tolling with the sinners, Jesus is mine.
He's ever mine.
I have been given treasures in heaven. I'll not
I shall not repine.
Homeward I'm going, happy in
knowing Jesus is mine.
Oh, yeah, are you glad to see the inspirations tonight in Inman, South Carolina? How about it?
The Inspirations, they do a great job everywhere they go, and they get a great reception everywhere they go. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And if you know someone who cannot watch our show on television or hear it on the radio, go on your email and tell them to go to gospelmusictoday.com, and they can watch the show right on their computer. And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.